Alright, welcome to episode 5 of Fang Faction Radio. I'm here with Ryan Shannon. I'm your host, Fang Finger. You can follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan T. Shannon. You can follow me on Twitter at Fang _ Faction. Now, new Twitter handle. We have a special guest onto the show. We're gonna interview him. Just a quick podcast. With Dennis Morgan. Very well known. National anthem singer. He does the United States, or the National Anthem of America, and O Canada. So, let's go ahead and bring him in. Dennis, how are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. So, let's go ahead and I'll go ahead and ask my question, and then Ryan will ask his. So, my first question to you is, what is it like singing in front of a sold-out Bridgestone Arena? And is there a different feeling? Do you get a little nervous between the regular season and playoff games? Do you get a different vibe?
The answer to your first question is, unless you've done it, you probably really can't get a sense for what it feels like. It is definitely a rush, singing in front of a sold-out crowd, and even a half-full Bridgestone Arena, and thankfully we don't see that anymore, but years ago we used to. Even a half-full Bridgestone was one of the loudest buildings in the NHL. But there is definitely a different vibe between regular season and playoff games. The crowd's just a little more excited, and there's the adrenaline rush that a singer gets before he or she is introduced. There's the excitement of a game that's about to happen, which is the real reason everybody's there, not to listen to me. And also, as you alluded to, a little bit of a few butterflies in your stomach, worrying about hitting the right notes, worrying about the technical aspects of the performance, worrying about forgetting words, things like that. So it's always an excitement. It's just as much fun the last time as I did it as the first time.
Have you ever been offered to be the full-time Nashville Predators anthem singer?
No, I haven't. We have talked about increasing the number of dates, but let's face it, it's Nashville. There's a lot of talent here, and they bring in national celebrities from time to time. Sometimes I'll even share the anthem duties. There will be a celebrity who does the Star Spangled Banner, and I will sing O Canada. I would imagine, and I'm going on a limb here speaking for someone else, but I suspect it's easier for those guys, Ron Zolkauer and his team, to have someone who is familiar with the routine, someone who does a decent job with the song, someone who doesn't abuse the privileges downstairs, and somebody who's dependable and on time. So, I think that's one of the reasons they probably are thinking about increasing the number of dates, but no, never been asked to be a full-time singer yet.
They need to do that, because, we know you have a winning record when you do sing the anthem. All of Smashville, all of Bridgestone Arena loves when you sing the anthem. How do you prepare for the anthem? Like, how do you prepare for before you go out in front of 17,113 before you sing it?
Yeah, somebody asked me on Twitter last week what the actual record was, so I actually know the number because I went back and did some research, and I keep a spreadsheet. Those who know me would not be surprised by that. So I'm able to look at it pretty quickly, and it is interesting because, as you know, as well as I do, hockey people are pretty superstitious, so it's not surprising that they know what the record is, and it's pretty interesting. What's really remarkable to me is that even when the Predators weren't the annual contender, the perennial contender they are now, I think it was something like 18-0. Now, I'm not talking about ties or overtime losses. We didn't have overtime losses back then, but they won 18 in a row, the first 18 times I sang, which is really unbelievable. But that's a long answer to your short question, sorry. But how I prepare, there's a little bit of superstition in me too, I guess. I like the routine. Usually have to be there, now that they open doors a little earlier, have to be there about an hour and 45 minutes before the drop of the puck and do a quick sound check. And if there's a room available for me to go chill in, I'll do it. Otherwise, just hang out with my friends or family, whoever I brought with me that night. In the seats, or go walk through the pro shop before the crowds get too crazy, and then half an hour before anthem time, I'll go back downstairs and freshen up a little bit, sing through just to make sure my voice is warm, and then I'm usually standing there waiting when the officials come on the ice and some other pregame activities are occurring, and getting ready to go out about 7 minutes after the hour or half hour, depending on when the game is scheduled.
We're here with Dennis Morgan, national anthem, occasional national anthem singer at Bridgestone Arena. Ryan Shannon, you have some questions.
Yeah, Dennis, how long have you been a Predators fan? Have you been a Preds fan since day one, since they first came to Nashville?
No, actually, I was a very avid Dallas Stars fan. I sang the anthem in Dallas for 7 seasons, and not as much talent in Dallas, so I sang a lot more often. And was there during their Stanley Cup year, and it was a thrill. But because of a family move, we came to Nashville in 2000, and literally a couple of days before we actually packed the truck and moved, I had heard there were auditions for anthem singers here in Nashville, and so I flew up just for the day and auditioned, and was asked to sing. All you were promised back in those days was one game a year, and I think I ended up getting 2 that first year, and then it became increasingly more frequent after that. But, you know, from day one of setting foot on Nashville soil, yes, I was a Preds fan. So the answer is 12 years, but I had some pretty deep ties to Dallas before that.
When did you start performing the national anthem in front of big crowds like you have been?
My first time was in March of 95, and ironically, considering what the Preds fans are mulling over in their heads the last few days, it was a game involving the Philadelphia Flyers and the Dallas Stars at Reunion Arena in Dallas.
Of course, you know, you live here in America, but you can have a different preference on which song you actually like to sing. So do you like to sing O Canada or the Star-Spangled Banner more?
It's not as easy an answer as you might expect, being an American, because ours is a lovely anthem. It is more challenging to sing, but O Canada is beautiful. I love to sing it and can hear people singing along sometimes, but it's still clearly the Star-Spangled Banner, because I am fiercely patriotic and love my country. I wish our fans were as patriotic as fans in Canada and sang along. It started last year, and it's kind of fun to hear that, but we're not quite there yet, it seems like, but I really do love our song.
Now, what is your most memorable experience when you have sung the anthem?
I'd say that's a toss-up between Game 5 of the quarterfinal series this past season with the Red Wings. That was just an electric atmosphere. Everybody had the feeling that the Preds were on a roll, and that was going to be, there was going to be a handshake about 9:30 that night. Everybody kind of felt it. I knew it. And so that was just an incredible feeling, because it was so loud. I didn't even hear myself the last 4 or 5 notes. But the ironically, the other toss-up is a time when people didn't hear me sing. I believe it was in the 03-04 season before the lockout, and it was against the Blue Jackets, and I got out there to sing, and my mic just didn't do anything. It was the mic itself wasn't turned off. Something in the booth was amiss, and there was no sound, and so I stood there for a second singing and thinking, should I go off and get another mic? What should I do? And I decided I was just going to put it down by my side and invite everybody to sing with me, and they did, and it turned out to be a really cool, spontaneous but patriotic moment.
Wow, that is pretty cool. What's your thoughts on the Shea Weber situation?
I would say probably, like a lot of other Preds fans, I'm torn. I want people who want to be here. If he really wants to play somewhere else, part of me says, let him go. But the other part, the more logical side, says he is our asset, and 4 low round or low first round picks are not compensation enough. So I think we pretty much have no choice but to match. And if we end up having to trade him after a year, so be it. It's going to be painful if we do have to begin a slight rebuilding process after being as close as we thought we were this past season. But, you know, true fans will stick it out. Won't be fun at times, perhaps, but I don't know. You can tell. I really don't have a clear feeling. It's it's one that I'm very conflicted about. But, you know, what I hope happens is that he stays, because I don't know how we would even get to the cap floor without that salary, and we'd have to sign a bunch of people and overpay for them, I'm afraid. So hope he stays.
This may be the last question, unless Ryan has something. But who is your favorite Nashville Predator as of now that is not a restricted free agent?
Yeah, good qualifier. Mike Fisher. Love the way he plays. I saw one of the most beautiful goals I've ever seen in hockey, and I don't know if people remember it or not, but and I don't have the exact date, but it's probably sometime in 07 or 08 at American Airlines Center in Dallas, and he was coming down shorthanded. Marty Turco came way out of the net to try to poke check, and Fish just kind of chipped it over him and then had an easy empty netter. Just the way he plays, always working hard like that, no matter what the situation is. And also because I share his faith as a Christian, and that means a lot to me, knowing that he is an authentic guy, cares a lot about his teammates, on and off the ice, and not to jump the gun, but if Weber does end up in Philadelphia, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Mike Fisher with the C on his sweater.
I like what you said there about Mike Fisher. He's a great guy, and definitely would if Shea Weber does have to move on. I think that'd be a great decision to make him the captain. So good stuff,
Dennis.
Thanks so much,
Dennis. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
That pretty much does it for the Fing Faction Radio podcast with Dennis Morgan. We had a solid interview, very insightful. We learned a lot about the preparation, much, much more. I appreciate you listening on the download. On behalf of Ryan, Dennis, and myself, thank you for listening to Fing Faction Radio. Good night, everybody. Step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town.